But before that, let's catch up with 11-year-old Luke Berry, the schoolboy from Brockenhurst, emailed this show to say the media doesn't talk about epilepsy enough. And he said on Sunday when he sent the email, I thought you'd like to know, I've just got a sort of late appointment, a last-minute booking at a special unit in Southampton General Hospital to monitor my epilepsy, where I have to basically stay in a room for 5 days and they wire me up to all these bits of kit to find out why I get epileptic fits. And we thought, that sounds like a really interesting story. And following on from Luke's email, the Inside Out team have been filming him. He's been on South today. And if you've been listening to the show all week, you'll know we've been getting regular updates from his bedside. Literally, with Luke and his mum Liz, who are again with us today for a slightly longer chat this morning to wrap up the week. So, morning, Luke.
Morning, Julian.
And welcome back. And hi, mum.
Hello, Julian.
Good morning. So, I mean, first up, because we're a bit gripped by this now, because we want to know how was last night?
Well, I did actually have a seizure last night, which is good news. It wasn't a huge one. But it was definitely enough.
Right, that is encouraging. I know it's weird, isn't it, Liz, that you know, on this occasion, you want Luke to have a seizure.
Yeah, definitely. But no, he says it wasn't huge, but it was definitely, you know, a typical one for him. So it was, as I'm sure they've got all they need. So, yes, good news.
Excellent. That's just what we wanted to hear. Luke, how would you sum up the last 5 days? Because it could be really, really, really boring to be in a room with all those wires not being able to go out.
Yes, it is. But I've got various things to do. I've got various games that we've brought along. Also, I've been busied by a video diary I've got given by Inside Out. I've got lots of visitors actually that come around.
Good.
Every night.
Excellent. And listening to both of you is Dr. Fenella Kirkham, a consultant at Southampton General Hospital, who's been monitoring Luke through her computer in Edinburgh. This really is the space age, isn't it, Elizabeth? Good morning.
Morning.
Fenella, should I say. Sorry to get that right, yeah. Fenella, thank you for coming on the show.
Morning, Julian.
So you're, just to explain this, you're in Edinburgh.
Yes. I was in Southampton at the beginning of the week, and we're at a conference in Edinburgh at the moment.
Right. And last night, was this a significant or a good enough seizure to make a difference?
It sounds as though it was, yes. I don't in fact have the... we're not quite space age enough yet to have the link straight through to my laptop, but that may come in time. But we certainly got some seizures on Monday that were typical, and last night's seizure will, I think, clinch the deal. I think we've now got enough information to be able to make a diagnosis, which is going to be really helpful.
Right. Fenella, just a little bit more on this, because I know people have been getting in touch with the show who have epilepsy or have it in the family. Can you explain a bit more about Luke's condition and why it may differ from others or and so on?
Well, yes, and there's a number of differences. A lot of Luke's seizures are at night, and it's obviously quite difficult then to get a good witness description, and epilepsy in the end is a clinical diagnosis. So we, as we do very often, we try drugs, and if the seizures stop on the first drug or even the second or third, then we may not need to undertake telemetry. But if somebody's still having a lot of seizures, and particularly at night when it's very difficult to know exactly what's going on, then the telemetry can be very helpful. And we obviously also witness daytime seizures, particularly when the candidate, when the child may be a candidate for epilepsy surgery.
So that, could you be making a decision on something like that from what's been happening this week?
Well, I think it's relatively unlikely that Luke is going to be a surgical candidate. I'm pretty optimistic that we'll be able to get things sorted out with medication. But who knows? He's going to have another MRI, and we're certainly going to look at that possibility as one of the options.
Right. The good thing about this, Fenella, is because Luca, you know, sent the email, he's got lots of good publicity for epilepsy and epilepsy research.
Absolutely. And we're very, very keen on getting children sorted out. And, of course, the fact that the public are aware and that other people without epilepsy understand the difficulties and complexities of facing the people with epilepsy is really important. I'm sure that the charity Epilepsy Action, who actually fund our research into sleep in epilepsy, will be very pleased to know that Luke's been so articulate about his condition and on behalf of the other children with epilepsy as well.
Yeah, Fenella, thank you for that, and thank you for saying that too. Thanks for coming on the show. I'll let you get on with your neurology conference in Edinburgh. And let's go back to Luke and Mum Liz in Southampton. Luke, lots of people have been asking questions about you. For example, could they hear a bit more about your choral singing? Because that's the other side of your life, is that you're a chorister, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a bit more.
Well, I'm in Winchester, in the college chapel, not the cathedral.
Yeah.
And I sing four services a week, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday, one Saturday evening, one on Sunday morning.
Yeah. And am I right in saying that there was a question mark over a tour or a series of concerts because of what's been happening this week?
Yes. Well, I was going to go... Well, the choir are going to Rome, and we're not sure whether I'm going to go yet, but because the epilepsy might not be controlled, so the school are a bit pecky.
Yeah, bit tricky, but, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Liz, just give us a bit more on this. What's the latest on whether Luke can go on the tour?
I'm sure if we're quite hopeful that this new medication, which Dr. Kirkham feels is going to help control his seizures. And he only got introduced to that just before Christmas, and it had to go quite slowly. But he's going home on a dose which hopefully now should be working. So, and the tour's not till the end of March, and the school has been really supportive. So, you know, I'm quite hopeful that things will be fine.
Well, look, Luke, well done for raising awareness of epilepsy on the radio and the television and online all this week. And your video diary, of course, is still to come, I'm sure. And Liz, you must be a very proud mum.
Yes, I am. I almost discouraged him sending an email to you because I thought, you know, nothing would come of it, and I didn't want him to be disappointed. So, I've probably got egg on my face, I suppose. No, I'm very proud. And we must just say he's actually a quirister, which is it's a very special name, and they're the only ones. It's, you know, that's the old name for a chorister. So,
oh, right.
And as he says, he sings in Winchester College Chapel, which is a beautiful old chapel, and he loves it.
Happy to clear that up. And Liz, thank you very much. And Luke Berry, all the very best. Thank you for coming on the show and for sharing
thank
your
you.
Story with us. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Off they go. And let's go to the